It's 8 o'clock at night and around 20 students are in the middle of their weekly after-school English class in a small double-story house in the east of Jakarta. The game stops when Puspita graduate Willy Igno enters confidently, his dark hair cut in a modern style.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Willy.
Willy is a hero here, an orphan who fled sectarian violence and forced labour. He's now studying graphic design at university and works full-time for a design company.
My thinking is this: I am alone. I have no one to look after me. So if I don't work, what would I eat? So every night and on Saturday and Sunday, I study. Then during the day from Monday to Friday, I work at graphic design company that is paying for my studies. It's all mixed. I'm happy, but I am really exhausted. There is no time to refresh myself or have fun or look for a girlfriend.
His life is dramatically different now from when he first arrived in Jakarta from Ambon on the island of Sulawesi.
After my adopted parents died when I was 15, I had no one. I really didn't know what to do. A man who said he was a friend of my father's offered to take me to Jakarta and put me into school. I was excited. But as soon as we were on the boat, things changed. They didn't have a ticket and I was forced to hide in a bag in the bottom of the boat. When we got to Jakarta, he forced me to work in his stone building industry. I was paid nothing, so I escaped at night. I jumped from the second story.
He ran to a church whose pastor then contacted a local crisis center for street children called Puspita. Run by a Muslim couple, Aang Ali Koha and his wife Umi, the center helps children from poor backgrounds and those who are living on the streets or have suffered abuse. They provide accommodation, school feeds, food, guidance and love. Aang's face breaks into a smile when he remembers when he heard about Willy for the first time.
Willy pertama kali datang takut karena kebetulan saya dan
the first time he came here, he was scared because I was out of town and so were the other volunteers. He was very confused because he was a Christian and he traumatized by the conflict between Christians and Muslims in Ambon when he was young. Also, he had just been let down by people at the church who had failed to help him fulfill his dream of going to school. So it made no sense to him that Muslims would make his life better.
Willy fled from the crisis center back to the church, only to be told by the pastor to return to Puspita. This time, Pa'ang was there and immediately enrolled Willy into school, the one thing he wanted most of all. He had gained his trust.
He had really bad temper. In the first year, almost all the children had got into fight with Willy. He was very happy here and doing well. But one day, he got into fight with one of the other children, and I told him that I would return him to church, otherwise all the children will suffer. He was so worried and started crying and crying, like a two-year-old.
It's hard to imagine that the well-spoken Willy sitting and sharing stories with the younger children is the same tough 15-year-old that arrived in Jakarta.
I really love the younger students. I try to motivate them. The world is competitive. If you are lazy and don't work hard, what are you going to be? Just a cleaner?
Willy joins the current younger students and sings the group's theme song that he helped write in English.
If you got a friend to listen to you, do they know how you feel? At Puspita we do.
Jangan kawan, hapus air matamu kawan. Di sini kita berbagi rasa.
Rapping and singing on the track is 16-year-old Kay.
Melihatnya pertama sih bangga.
When I see Willy, I feel proud to have a friend who has been through so much and is now succeeding in life. It also gives me motivation to also be a success like him. I will be more of a success than Willy. We have to aim for that.
Wajib itu.
Kau yang memberiku banyak masukan, hadirkan sebuah cinta.
For Deutsche Welle, this is Rebecca Henschke in Jakarta.